Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Seems the debate over what should be spread first on a scone, or scone, still isn't over. This is a survey to mark Afternoon Tea Week, which suggests that 60% of us prefer jam first, which is the tradition, of course, in Devon, as opposed to the cream first. Frankly, I don't care. The one thing I'm more obsessed about is it scone or scone? Which version do you go for? After three, shout it out. Scone or scone? One, two, three. Scone. Interesting. Yeah, that's the thing. Cucumber sandwich is out of favour as well. Smoked salmon coming out top in this survey of 5,000 people ahead of Afternoon Tea Week. Have you ever had afternoon tea? I've never had it, primarily because whenever I've seen afternoon tea advertised, I look at the pitch and think, that's not going to fill me up. What's that all about? Get a couple of little tiny sandwiches. I don't want a mini cake. I want a thick slab of chocolate. I don't want, like, a little bit of Battenberg. What's that all about, eh? Don't like tea, and I'm not a big fan of scones either. I want big. Can you have afternoon tea larged? I mentioned that we were away last week. It was quite amusing because when we were away last week, we met up with some friends while we were away, and they'd not seen us for a while, and our lad Finn, who's now 4 and a half, and we had 50 quid riding on the first thing they would say. Ooh, haven't you grown, Finn? Yeah, bing, ka-ching. I tell you what, why is that? It was a bit of a shock if he hadn't, wouldn't it? It'd be a bit of a shock if he hadn't, you know? I don't think he has, no. What age do you stop saying that to young children when you see them? After you haven't seen them for a while, at what age do you stop saying, oh, haven't you grown? Like Olivia, our daughter's nearly 13. I think she'd be offended, frankly, if somebody said that to her. And I think if he came up to me after not seeing me for a while and he said, oh, Chris, haven't you grown? It'd be a short conversation. Be like, yeah, you're right, I have about 3 stone.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Catherine. On your way to work, where do you work? What do you do, Catherine?
I work for Job Centre Plus in Ashton.
In Ashton? OK, fantastic. Well, have a great day at work. But you're just saying, before you do that, your first job of the day was to do what?
Taking my two girls to nanny's for the day.
Oh, spoil rotten. They're going to love They're gonna love it when you roll up to pick them up later, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you were out at Southport on Friday night. Were you right? What did you do in Southport on Friday night?
Oh, ate fish and chips, hot donuts, ice cream.
And presumably well, the carousel. It's like the carousel at Southport's a must. Yeah, you did that, yeah?
Yes, and the amusement.
Just out of interest, did you do the carousel before or after all that food, or was it in the middle? What did you do?
It was before the food.
Good choice. You can always end up messy if you do that the wrong way around. Right, OK, Catherine, let's see if we can win you some movie tickets for Cineworld in Lee. You need to work out what our not-so-little lyric is here this morning. We're with the team at Pretty Green Photography in St Helens this week.
Hi, my name's Bill, this is my lyric. Oh, thinking about all our younger years, there was only you and me. We were young and wild and free. Now nothing can take you away from me.
OK, Catherine, what's that song? Who sings it?
It's Heaven by DJ Sammy or Brian Adams.
Brian Adams, let's go with the original. Yeah, let's go with the original. There we go. Brian Adams, Heaven. Splendid. Well done, Catherine. You got yourself a couple of tickets. You can go see a film at Cineworld in Lee. Have a great day at work, and I'm sure the kids are going to have a great day with Nanny as well. See you later.
Thanks, Chris. Bye.
Bye-bye. And we'll play again tomorrow morning for Saints tickets. Tomorrow. Benedict Cumberbatch kind of trending on social media this morning, primarily because he started a run playing Hamlet at the Barbican, which is a very posh highbrow theatre in London. He's kicked off a run. A few things he's kicking off about. One is he wasn't well for the first night. Then there were some technical problems during the first couple of shows he did. And also he's not happy because people have been filming him while he's on stage. People have been getting out like their mobile phones, tablets, that kind of thing, and filming particularly the to be or not to be speech. Which, personally, I think is incredibly rude. He thinks it's incredibly rude as well, which is fair enough, isn't it? You go to the theatre to watch it live. I've never quite got this concept. The number of concerts you go to now, and you see people with the mobile phones up in the air filming it on the tiny screens, right? If you go to the Barbican in London, you're probably talking 60 quid at least a ticket to watch that. Why on earth would you want to spend your time faffing around with your mobile phone trying to film it? Just watch it, take it in, and just savour the memory. You're never going to watch that back because the quality is so poor, isn't it? And the thing is, I always find when I'm doing filming here, whenever we do sort of filming bits, or filming the kids at home or whatever on your phone, how many times do you start filming? You get about halfway, you just get to the good bit, and what happens? Storage too full. Please delete items to continue filming. What? Wasting half your life filming stuff on your phones. Just watch it and take in life as it happens, huh? We ended up being chauffeur-driven home yesterday. Ooh, yeah, chauffeur-driven back home from down south. It was lovely. Problem was, it was on the back of an AA truck with our car. Yeah, it had to happen while I was driving Donna's car, didn't it? We broke down on the M6 toll road yesterday. So there's me, there's Donna, we got the two kids, and just to top it all off, the mother-in-law. If ever I needed earplugs, it was yesterday. So, yeah, so I was towed. It was a lot of firsts yesterday. It's the first time I've ever broken down on the motorway. It was also the first time I'd ever been towed. That's quite a scary experience, particularly on the motorway. It was the first time I'd spent so long at a service station, Norton Keynes on the M6 toll. We were there for 3.5 hours yesterday afternoon. Imagine trying to kill that time with a 4.5-year-old lad. Can we play tag, Dad? What, across the car park? Well, we were supposed to do that. So the pickup truck picked us up last night, got us back late on. Vince, who brought us back up from Birmingham, well done to him. The alternator belt had snapped, apparently. I know nothing about cars. I've no idea. All I know is that we got home in the end. And all I know now is that the kids would actually quite like this experience every time we come back from holiday because they got more leg room. That's all I was... When we got home last night, I was like, Dad, we quite enjoyed that. You see, in our car, you know what it's like when you're coming back from holiday? You've got everything crammed in, haven't you? Kitchen sink, the whole works. Of course, coming back on the back of an AA truck, the advantage was the car was on the back. We had loads of room in that truck. It was amazing. The kids were stretching out their legs and everything. It was brilliant. There was even room for the mother-in-law as well. I know. That's not so brilliant. They say we're young.